Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.
Hello everybody, today I'm gonna tell you the story of a boy who survived the bombings of Pearl Harbor in 1941, published by Scholastic in 2011 by Lauren Tashius. The boy is named Danny and he is 11 years old, living with his mother in the dirty streets of New York. His best friend Finn climbed a high building, but suddenly he slipped off and fell and hit his head hard on the sidewalk. Groaning in pain, his mother dragged him to the hospital. Danny's mother, sobbing in how much pain Finn was, decided that it was better to leave New York forever and go to a new place called Hawaii. Hawaii is a place owned by the Americans with a military base near the house. When they moved there, the nearest hospital needed Danny's mother as a nurse, and she got the job. Danny, home alone, wanted to leave Hawaii and go back to his friend. But then a sound from the back garden was heard, and Danny got to investigate it. Behind the bushes, he found a black figure that was shouting random words. He actually found out that the screaming monster was actually his neighbor Aki, that was 3 years old, lost in his garden. They become friends, and shortly after several weeks, Aki showed at his doorstep, whispering to him the words airplanes. Aki then took Danny to the nearest hill and showed him above the clouds the storming of hundreds and hundreds of airplanes. Danny thought it was just a drill from the nearest military base, but it was actually airplanes from Japan. Within seconds, they just hear buzzing and the bombs falling down the airplanes. They bombed Pearl Harbor with all the ships in it and all the men. The mother of Aki took them to the nearest shelter, but Danny wanted to save his mom. Then when Danny was running, an airplane was coming for him through the black big smoke. The airplane shot at him and bombed him, and he fell unconscious. After a while, he woke up alive and without any damage to his body. And now I will read a passage from the book. "They caught us by surprise," Max said. "The Japanese blinded us." "Why?" Danny said. "To knock out our ships and bombers," Mac said. "To cripple our entire Pacific fleet. That way they can take over whatever they want in the Pacific, China, the Philippines, Korea. Japan is a small country, but they want to be powerful. They need more land, so they are taking over countries. And now we won't be able to stop them." You should read this book because it shows what really happened in real life, and it can show you the real message behind the book. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.